This is the Composer's Datebook for March 10th. I'm John Zak. On today's date in 1915, the Moscow Synodal Choir gave the premiere performance of a new choral work by Sergei Rachmaninoff, the All-Night Vigil Service, known more commonly simply as his Vespers. This was Rachmaninoff's take on traditional liturgical melodies of the Eastern Orthodox Church. Rachmaninoff himself wasn't particularly religious, but as the staggering troop casualties of World War I became apparent, all Russians, religious or not, could find solace in music like this. Rachmaninoff's Vespers was warmly received in Moscow and repeated five times within a month of its premiere. But in 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution transformed Imperial Russia into a non-religious Soviet state. Rachmaninoff's Vespers remained pretty much forgotten until 1965, when Alexander Sveshnikov made the first recording of the work with the USSR State Academic Russian Choir for the Soviet record label Melodia. Ironically, that Melodia LP was never available for sale within the USSR and was only issued as an export item to the West. It quickly became a bestseller, and Western audiences were astonished by both the emotional power of the work and the low bass voices required to perform it. Even by Russian standards, the bass parts are very low. When shown the manuscript score back in 1915, the work's original conductor shook his head and said, "Now where on earth are we to find such basses? They are as rare as asparagus at Christmas." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.